when I'm in the lowest place that I could probably go. And when we run out of gas and can't go any further, that's when the Lord begins to do that perfect work. And I praise Him today for what I feel in my heart, and I'm surely overjoyed. Not because of the beautiful day that we can see outside, and not because that I'm well off and well doing in my life, but it's through and by Him. And what I feel in my spirit right now is such a wonderful feeling. It's a feeling that brings you through to that next part of your life. It's the part of you that begins to come alive when things are hard. How many of us have been through a hard time before? I'm sure we all have at some point. But when the presence of the Lord begins to move around you, there's nothing that can hold you back from finding rest. There's nothing that can hold you back from finding peace. There's nothing that will hold you back from finding joy. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that? We've lost in our heart what we know is the assurance and confidence to be able to stand for Him. Lately, God's put it on my heart. I've been praying, Lord, how can I honor You? Lord, how can I praise You in a way that will move You? And He's encouraging me to get out of my comfort zone and to begin to honor Him in ways that would not be comfortable for me. And when people begin to sing, I just begin to rise and praise the Lord. Because when you begin just to celebrate Him and give Him honor, just like you would rise in a courtroom for the judge that would enter, you begin to give God honor, He'll begin to move in your life greatly. And people need to begin to see that honor in your heart begin to flow. And how that you can honor others just by having the love of God. And what a difference that your words can make to somebody just by letting them know that you love them. Letting them know that if they needed help, that You would be there for them. It takes having an encounter with God to know that you can be help to somebody. It takes having an encounter in Him to know that you're going to make it to another tomorrow. Praise the Lord today that today the sorrow that we feel is not going to stay with us. But as we go on in life and have Him, He'll be our strength and He'll be that next step. He'll be that next breath of fresh air. He'll be that next part of joy. He is that portion to you that when you lack, that He builds you and makes you strong. And today I praise Him that one day I had an encounter that I cannot tell. One day I had an experience that began to change me. I once was bound by sin's grip, but God came by. Changed me and worked it for my good. You see, I had no hope. I didn't have another tomorrow. Another day would have been too much. Another experience in life would have brought me to my end. But God came by and He saved my life. He didn't just change my way of speech. He didn't just heal me from my land. Oh, but He changed my soul. My soul is, I came alive. It was like I rose up out of that coffin and realized that I'm not dead. And even though I'm breathing now, we don't have to feel like that we're dead, that we're bound to sin. There is nothing in this world that can hold you. When you begin to come to Christ, everything must flee. Hallelujah. It's thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. There is no sin. Hear this. You might know people that are drug bound. There is no sin that we, as we pray, that God will not deliver. There is no form of sin that can stand to Jesus' name. We forgot that. We forgot to realize just what we have in our heart. You have deliverance in your message that you give to somebody. You have the hope of God in your life. Hallelujah. And if we lose that, I say it's time that we get back to square one and get back to where it all began and return to our first love and know that He has been good. And if He did it for you then, He's going to do it again. If He brought you through one thing, He gave you a testimony of it. And hallelujah, go back to where you were so that God can bring you through another chapter of life. Amen. We need more encounters with God. Where can I find Him? He's all over the place.
He's everywhere.
In this place. He's all over your house. He's in your car. He's everywhere that you go. And you can have the presence of the Lord anytime. any time when you're in your bed in tears, He's there. Hallelujah. When you're knelt down and broken, God is right there. Hear this today. There's nothing that you're carrying right now that if you came forward and sought God for change, that He would not move in. You hear that today. There is nothing that can hold you bound. For we're free today. I'm free today. Can you say that you're free? Do you feel it in your heart that there's nothing holding you down?
Amen.
When you're free, you know that you're free.
You know it. Amen.
There's something in you that convicts you when you begin to sing of God's goodness. It begins to draw you to love your neighbor as yourself. It causes you to dwell where? In the love of God. It begins to help other people that need a helping hand. There's so many people right now that are poor and they're barren and they're without love in their homes. And somebody's got to begin to show that they've had an encounter with God. That when they go forth, that they're not just giving them money or just giving them something to feed them, but you give them hope and a new hope for life as Christ lives in you. Oh, I'm telling you, we wonder how it is that our churches sometimes begin to dwindle, but it's when we fail to know that we can have an encounter and that we need those times in life to trust in Him, that He can be strong in us so that when we go out, that we're able to give somebody a greater hope. I have a greater hope in Him. Oh, I'm not sad today. Don't weep for my trial. It's just another bump in the road. The goodness of God will bring me through everything that I face. I stand in confidence today. Though everything may be turned upside down, but one thing that will not change is the foundation that you have in Christ. One thing that will not leave you weary is the Spirit of God that is renewed in you. So if you're weak and weary, get renewed in Him. Get renewed in His Spirit. And come forward and don't be ashamed. Oh, if there's ever a time when we've tried to hold our own trials on our own. Listen, you will not do this yourself. You will not handle the things that's out there all alone. But you've got to have that encounter. Paul had this encounter on the Damascus Road. And he had done so many terrible things to the church. And oh, hallelujah, can you imagine the experience that brought him through to write some of the words that he wrote in the Word of God? I'm telling you, we need more encounters with Him. We need to have more times where we get down and say, Lord, what can I do? God, what can I say? Lord, how can I give You praise in a greater way?
Amen. Amen.
When we begin to do that, people begin to not see that we're in sorrow, even though they may know you're in hard times and they know that you don't have it to give, but yet God supplies the need. We're going to read a little bit in the third chapter of John. Nicodemus, being a Pharisee, being a very proud person, wanted to inquire of Christ. Some things have been rolling in his mind. How many of us can get things on our mind? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Amen. We get things rolling in our mind all the time. But he finally realized, I'm going to go and see this Jesus. And I'm going to go and ask Him some things. And hallelujah, when you begin to read about this, he went and journeyed and traveled to Him in the night. Because why? He was afraid that all the other Pharisees was going to see.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was brought up in that, and that was just all that he knew. And so for him just to go and visit Christ was just absurd. When we have that encounter with Christ, you won't be ashamed of it.
Amen.
It'll cause you to not only praise Him when you're in your house, but it'll get you up to be able to praise the Lord when somebody's singing.
Yeah.
Amen.
We need more of that. We need to remember what it means.
Amen.
To praise the Lord together.
Amen.
We've got to remember the value that it brings for people to see a body of believers that's saying, we're going through hard times, but we're going to do this together.
That's right. Amen.
We get divided in the middle of everything that we're dealing with, and we oftentimes don't see the value of somebody that's right next to us.
Amen.
And what a blessing somebody can be if you just realize that they're with you and they're behind you. You begin to see your church take off, not when you do things of yourself, but when you begin to get together and say, when you're singing, I'm going to praise the Lord because He was good to me too. And when you hear your ministers preach, it'll cause you to praise the Lord and be unashamed. And when we have that in our life, we're not ashamed. We're happy. And it shows on our countenance. And people begin to see that there's something different about your life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. truth.
I hope that when people see me, they see something different. And if they don't, shame on me for not dwelling in the joy of the Lord. If all that anybody ever hears from you is how I don't get paid enough, how I can't get it done, and how I'm troubled or how I'm ill and how I'm afflicted, then they're not hearing the true joy and faith that lives inside you.
Amen.
People are not drawn to a body of believers by doubt. They're drawn by that brings life.
Amen.
In you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praises of the Lord. Sometimes it came upon me in times when I would have never thought they would have. Be standing there at my job and somebody be talking to me and they ask me how things are. And you want to naturally complain. It's just a natural instinct to do.
Yes.
And sometimes you want to be like, well, I'm tired. But then God begins to step in that conversation. Well, I may be tired, but God is my strength.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I may be weary, but God is my strength.
Amen.
Bless God.
Lord bless you.
I may be down and sad about what I'm dealing with right now, but God is my joy.
Amen.
Somebody praise Him in here today.
Amen.
That He is your joy.
Amen.
Now, hallelujah, I may be angry about life and not understand why things happen the way they do, but God is my comfort.
Amen.
God is my comfort. There are those that are mourning, brother. There are those that need the comfort of that Spirit. It says to bring that oil unto them.
Amen.
Or otherwise, the Spirit that lives in you in a time of mourning. You read that in Isaiah.
Amen.
Isaiah was speaking on, be of help to other people. Bring them a garment so that they're able to put it on and leave the spirit of heaviness.
Amen.
Heaviness is a spirit that's on people today.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see worth in themselves. And it just it tinkles down all the way into their family and their children's children. And people do not realize what they have in their life. Readily available for them if they would just believe.
Amen.
And it says, in the first verse, there was a man at the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Can you imagine being the one to hear this word for the first time? I would have been totally confused. He said unto him, Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter in the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh. And whether it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Amen.
He began to be just even more confounded by this. And he began to say in verse 9, he said, how can these things be? And Jesus responded and said, art thou a master of Israel? And knowest not these things. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witnesses. If I told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
We'll stop right there.
When I begin to think about being born again, I think about the travail and the labor and the pain that there is in that process. And when we were all born, I want you to hear this, we were all born into sin. That first birth that you had in life, you were brought up into a world that it has no hope. You were brought into a world that does not know the way. And as you grow up, you begin naturally by just being human. Come into that part of your life where you realize that there needs to be change.
Amen.
That sometimes you feel empty, or sometimes you need something more. And I prayed about this. I said, God, help me to understand where you're coming from. But when He saved me, I went through my new birth.
Amen.
When He changed me, I came through my new birth. And when you consider a child that is just born, it does not have all the deaths.
No.
It doesn't even have any garments. It doesn't have anything other than itself. It doesn't have a past yet. Are you hearing this morning?
Right.
Doesn't have a past. Doesn't have mistakes. Doesn't have faults and failures that it has to look back to. But it's new.
Yeah.
It is new. It is brand new. It is brand new life. It's something that is beautiful when you see it. It's something that no matter, I don't care how young or how old you are, when you hold a newborn baby, there's something about that convicts your heart. There's just something special to it. And I thought about my new birth and my change in my life. And when I was saved, all the things that I had done in my life, all my mistakes, all my failures, everything that I could have added up to say that I'm worthless and I can't do anything right, or everything everybody told me that I was just a mistake, or why don't we just throw him away? He's addicted to drugs. He'd probably be better off in jail. And I'm sure that you've heard all of those phrases about somebody before, but when God changed me, I didn't come out with any more faults and failures. And I didn't come out with any addictions and didn't come through any of that with any pain, but I came through a brand new creature. I came through a brand new man. And when people began to behold me, I was a brand new person. And it was precious to them to see that I had changed and came through. And what a wonderful experience it is to rejoice for somebody, just like you congratulate someone that has just brought a child into the world naturally. But what a wonderful thing it is to know and feel that your sins are washed away. What a wonderful thing it is to know that all the things that you have done is put behind you, and that there is a new life, a new chapter, a new part of you that you never thought that you'd have. Oh, you'll grow up and learn all kinds of new things. Christ will begin to teach you through the Word of God that you'll be able to endure everything. You may be 10 years old, you may be 60 years old, but it doesn't matter. Everybody has that new experience, whether you're young or old. All you have to do is believe.
Amen.
We were all born into sin, but brought through in that new birth by the Spirit. We need more of the Spirit of God in us. It said it will quicken our mortal bodies. It will cause you to be the first person to stand when they begin to sing.
Amen.
It'll cause you to have that testimony before they even ask you for it.
Yeah.
It'll cause you to have a song burning in your heart. Jeremiah put it like this, even though that he was trying to resist what the Lord was calling him to do, he said it was like a fire.
Fire in my bones.
And sometimes I try to say, Lord, nobody wants to hear me preach. I'm sure you've been here. Nobody wants to hear me sing that song. And if I just go back to my house and stay at the house, and they'll be okay without me. But when you have that burning in your heart, you'll know that you've got to be there. And you'll know that you've got to do it because somebody needs it. Hallelujah. And today it's burned up in my bones right now, and I can't hardly shut up without being able to tell the goodness of Him. Anywhere that I go, I want people to know that I've been through that new birth. Everywhere that I go, I want people to know that there's hope for your life. There's hope for you today. If you need that new experience, if you need an encounter with Christ, today is the day of salvation. You've been through enough, and it's time for change. You went through the travail. You felt like that you were never going to come through life, but there is a hope. Somebody needs to praise Him in this place. There is a hope, a new hope in Jesus Christ. People need to see that you have something more in you than just being tired of life. They need to see something in you that's alive and well. It'll quicken you to praise Him. When you don't feel like it, you may be aching in body, but He'll be your strength. The Holy Ghost will begin to convict you to show somebody that, hey, I'm alive today. Oh, my praises are alive today. Don't be another dead one down the road. Don't be another one that has no hope, but be alive in Jesus Christ. Amen. It begins to say that, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Amen.
And whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Thank you, Lord.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in Him, say it with me now, should not perish.
Amen.
Should not perish. One more time. Should. You need to speak this to yourself. Should not perish.
Amen.
But have what? Do you believe then? Hallelujah. I feel that everlasting life rise up in my heart all the time. And I know that if the Lord took me out tomorrow, that the life that's in me is going to carry me all the way even unto glory. That though I may be going through sorrows and troubles and tears and pains and be grieved with this world, that is not where my hope is. My hope is in Him. My hope carries me through another day. When I think of His goodness, I can't hardly help myself.
don't know what he did for me. You don't know how hard that the road was. But when I came through that new birth, he gave me a brand new life. And there's hope for everybody in this place. God laid it on my heart to come here for this word. He wanted me to tell you that there's hope and there's a new experience right around the corner if you're ready to believe.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes we don't need preaching or singing to give God honor. You just need to realize how precious that birth was to you. That's what it means to return to your first love, to recall that newness of life that was brought to you. Somebody thankful today that He saved you.
Yeah, amen.
Don't be ashamed anymore. I want you to know that you don't need to be ashamed of His goodness. The world would persuade you to be silent because they do not believe in the hope that you have. But that is not how they will be drawn by you being silent. They're going to be drawn by the radical that lives in you. The person that will speak life and not death. The power of the Word is in your tongue. Or it's in your speech or what you would bring to people. And you can either speak life or death to them. And you can present a better hope to them, or you can present something that's very grim. Or you could just pat him on the back and say, oh, I hope that you'll be okay. But God did not call a church to pat people on the back and to say that it's going to be all right. He called people to go forth into the hedges and the highways and to compel them to come to a new hope. I don't know if it's hitting you like it is hitting me, but I need to do more for Him. Well, you're a preacher. Has nothing to do with that. Preaching's just an art, but everybody has the Word in them. You have something to give somebody, and we need to be a voice for Christ. We need to tell people about our encounters that we had. If you've not told your story in a while, I pray that you knock the dust off of it and that you rise up and tell somebody how God saved you. Hallelujah. I pray that you dust off that Bible and open it up and allow the mysteries of God to begin to be your wisdom in a time that's hard. We're waiting and waiting for God to move and we need direction. But I've never found a better roadmap in life than the Word of God. And it may bore you and it may put you to sleep. And it will unless you pray. You begin to seek God and He'll open up the understanding of that Word. Hallelujah. Begin, hallelujah, even in the book of Matthew and read those first four books through. Learning the Gospels is one of the greatest experiences that you can have. And it helps you to understand just how much hope that you do have. You read about the miracles of those that were blind and they begin to see. Hallelujah. There were those that were lepers and that were cleansed. And if drug addict could have been a word added in the Bible, then I would have been one in that number. But I'm changed today. He saved me and brought me through to a new hope.
Amen.
I want you to know that now is the time to change your mind.
Amen.
Don't go back out without the hope,
Lord, no,
that God is supplying today.
Amen.
Don't go out without that change in your heart.
Yeah.
If you just need renewed, don't go out feeling weak in your weakness.
Amen.
God is your strength. Amen. Hear that today in your weakness. When you're down and you can't even just go through the motions of life without feeling sorry for yourself or feeling like you don't have any purpose or any worth or that nobody loves you. Get that out of your heart. You are a loved child of God.
Amen.
And it's time for a new life.
Amen.
It's time for a renewing. As they sing, I pray that you consider this time. And don't think of coming to pray as being ashamed. But think of it as I'm renewing my life for something greater than what I face. Do you believe that today? Amen. Church, be praying right now.